Hello, everybody. Cal Banion here with Cal Banion's Hypnosis Cetra with Meredith Locker. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm great, Cal. How are you?
Hey, I'm just sitting here. I'm doing good. I'm looking at the new National Guild of Hypnotists Journal of Hypnotism, and I just want to congratulate the newest person on the cover, and that's Lindsay Bates, and she does a lot of stuff for the profession, along with Scott Giles, who I work with all the time on the ethics committee, and Lindsay Bates is also on the ethics committee, and we work together to keep everybody in line. So I just wanted to, show her on the cover there and, get things going on. Hey, you know what? If you're watching this anywhere except calbanion.com, you want to go there right now, because why? Right down below this video is all this supplementary text information and links to everything we're going to talk about. And that's it. How's it going with you, Meredith? How's your practice going? You're really busy, aren't you?
I have been so busy, and I'm getting such interesting cases. I mean, things that I've never expected to really work with, and it's been really fun. Lots of fun.
Cool.
Of course, I'm in LA, so what do you expect, right?
Oh, man, I bet you get some interesting things, huh?
Absolutely.
Hey, just so everyone knows, we're doing an experiment right now. I mentioned it on the last podcast that we might do it. And right now, we are simultaneously broadcasting to one of my favorite websites, which is ourhypnospace.com. So I've got a little webcam right here that you guys can't see. We've got the regular video cam that we always record the show with, and we're streaming live right now to all the members of our Hypnospace. And as we get better at this, one of the things we might do is we might take live questions and things like that. So what we're doing today is a live recording. We worked out so good last time when we did the four episodes. We might just keep doing that, is sitting down doing four episodes at a time. I found it's a lot easier on me because I don't have to remember a whole week back to what we talked about. So just you and me, we know that we're going to try just recording four episodes at once. We'll still publish them once a week. And thank you, Meredith, for agreeing to do that.
You are so welcome, Cal.
Cool. All right. What else do I have here? I got some notes. Oh, until further notice, I don't know. It might be 3 days, 5 days, 10 days. I don't know. But we've created our own economic stimulus package. And what that is, I've got my notes right here. The economic stimulus package is one of our most popular items is our 5-path DVD and CD training set. It's like 20 DVDs. You can learn all about how to do 5-path in the comfort of your own home or office. You can even get certification, optional certification, through this CD and DVD package. And it's 5-path 2.0. There's going to be a link right down below here, but we've got it listed in two places. One is hypnosiscenter.com, and also on banyanhypnosismall.com. You can get it, and you're going to save $300. We sell it at the regular price all the time. Go there, link's right down there. And why do 5-path? Because 5-path is an advanced approach that allows you to work with a broad variety of issues. The more issues you can work with successfully, the more successful your practice will be. Another quick little thing is, our Hypnospace is growing. We've got over 125 members. Not bad for a few weeks. Please tell your friends, all your hypnosis colleagues about it. Link right below. We've got free videos there. We've got free hypnosis seminars there. You can have your own blog, basically your own web page and blog and all that kind of stuff. And then finally, are you open to an additional income? Well, you've heard about Cal Banion's secret weight loss and income building project. Email me or email Meredith, and we can spill the beans and let you know all about it. Meredith, can you give them your email?
Yes, meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com.
Perfect. And of course, I'm calbanion@hypnosiscenter.com. All right. Let's see, Meredith, you got some, we've just been doing these 10 keys, and I'm thinking, maybe some of the people watching the show are not ready yet to do age regression, and we don't want to lose you. And people have been sending in questions, and we've decided that we're going to squeeze in at least one question for each episode as we go through these 10 keys. And so you've got at least one or two questions for us. Oh, and you've also got some feedback. Why don't you start with the feedback?
I do. Yes, we love your feedback. Thank you so much for sending it in. And here we had Georgina in Jamaica writing in for us. I just love how international we are. And she said, just wanted to say a continued big thank you for all your podcasts. I enjoy them tremendously with the continued great content matter. Blessings and love from Georgina in Jamaica. Isn't that great?
Oh, that's so great. You guys keep sending us the comment love. And, you know, if you've got suggestions of what you would like to hear as topics or send us a question, then please do that. You can leave it in the comments area below, or you can put it in Ask Cal Group on our HypnoSpace. With that, why don't we segue over to the first question?
I'd love it. This question came in from John through our HypnoSpace Ask Cal group, and I love it, the people that are getting on there and posting their questions, so please keep doing so. We definitely hold on to them, and we'll get to them as fast as we can. So this is a really interesting topic. John says, okay, not trying to get anybody upset, but I've been asked twice now by two different young women who are gay if hypnosis could help them to become straight. Granted, I'm new at being a clinical hypnotherapist, but I had no idea how to answer this question. Would age regression find something that may have installed this belief in them and potentially resolve it?
Okay. Meredith, first I want you to verify that you didn't run that question or any of these questions. You just kind of fire them at me. Isn't that right?
That's absolutely right. You didn't even know it was coming.
That's right. And you know why? Because, you know, either I know this stuff or I don't know this stuff. And if I don't know, I'll say I don't know. And when it comes to the, let me make sure I've got this question right. Are they just curious if they want to, if someone could use hypnosis to change their gayness? Or is someone interested in changing their sexual orientation?
It sounds like they have potential clients calling interested in changing their sexual orientation.
Okay. Now, all I can do is let you know what my experience. And my experience is, I've only worked with a couple of people who've come in and wanted to do this. And so far, I will tell you that I have had zero success with this issue. How's that? What I've found is that I have a theory about this. And my theory is that once a human being has found pleasure in something, especially when it comes to love and affection and sexual gratification, it's really hard to let go. Now, it's possible if somebody wanted to change because of strong religious conviction or something like that, what would happen is, again, gosh, I hope I'll get hate mail about this, but because, you know, there's both sides. Some people are so anti-gay and other people are, you know, almost radical pro-gay. And I'm just going to tell you what I think. And that is that once someone has found love, pleasure, sexual gratification in something, that's always going to be in their mind. But if someone really, really wanted to stop doing that, they could stop doing it just like someone might really like chocolate cake and decide to stop eating chocolate cake or really want to stop smoking. But they're always going to kind of have that in their mind if they know that they can get, you know, love, affection, sexual gratification out of it. So it's always going to be a possibility. And what we could do, theoretically, and I've only worked with two people on this issue, stay with the process long enough to get to this point, but I think we could get them to be celibate to that lifestyle, just like someone might be heterosexual and celibate. Okay, you know, someone heterosexual, you know, male and females who are attracted to the opposite gender, and they could, because of religious conviction, become celibate. And then once that happens, perhaps through suggestion and through sheer sexual drive, become open to heterosexual desire and eventually performance. But all that's theoretical. It's just my experience. I don't know of anyone who's ever been successful using hypnotic technique alone to shift someone's sexual orientation. Anything you want to add to that, Meredith?
Well, you know, I agree completely. I don't think that, you know, and I've actually worked with quite a few homosexual clients. They usually come in for other issues, though. They're not usually coming to me to try to shift or resolve the homosexuality. And as far as I'm concerned, if they do come in to shift or resolve it, it's usually because someone else is telling them that it's wrong and that they feel like they are gay or homosexual, whatever you want to call it. They feel like they're, you know, lesbian or homosexual. But they feel like they need to stop being that because someone else said that it's wrong. And I personally don't want to support that. I definitely always want to support what the client wants and help to give them what they want. But I don't know that that's always really what they want. I think that's someone else's wants getting involved in the scenario. And making someone celibate isn't exactly my goal. And I agree with you completely that that's kind of where we would be going, unless it's some sort of a spiritual issue, which I don't know if you want to, you know, talk about that at all, but unless it's some sort of an attachment issue that's getting involved.
You know what? I'm thinking that what we probably ought to do, unless they're specifically asking about, you know, past life influences or spirit attachments, we've kind of answered their question and then move on to the next key in the 10 keys.
Okay, sounds good.
Beautiful. Although, you know, we might visit that in a future episode.
Great.
Good. All right. Good, we got one answered. I think that's going to be very interesting. I hope nobody hates us. By the way, you can send hate mail. Just don't throw anything at us. It's fine. All right. Let's see. Well, why don't you do a little quick review of what we've covered so far and let us know what's next.
Sounds good. So we have covered 8 keys of the 10 plus 1. We've got a bonus key for you, keys to successful age regression work. And just to go through what we've covered so far, key number one is proper client preparation, induction, deepening, and testing. So really that's all about phase one of the 5-path process. And just making sure that your clients are aware of what hypnosis is, aware of what hypnosis is not, doing a proper induction, giving proper convincers so that the client knows that they're in hypnosis, and then testing to see that they are at the depth that they need to be at to do successful age regression work. And that's typically all done in the first session. And then that also can include doing proper direct suggestion during the first session as well, if you're not going to move right into age regression work. Then moving on to key number 2, using the correct type of age regression. And so we discussed 5 different forms, and the king of all of them being the affect bridge. And the reason why we consider it to be the king is because it's directly connected. You know, emotions are connected to the subconscious mind, and so that's where we want to go. That's the information that we want to access, so that's what we typically like to use. But there are other forms that we can use with different issues as well, or with different clients, depending on their needs. And that would be daytime regression, symptom bridge, the cognitive bridge, or the somatic bridge. And so we covered those in previous episodes. Please check those out for all the details there. And when we do bridge back to these different times in the age regression, we want to create a powerful bridge. And we want to do that by dramatically and powerfully bringing up that emotion. We want to use a voice that is congruent with the emotion that we're bringing up and not talk in a monotone way. Really important to watch the feedback being given to you by the client. Look at the physical manifestations of this, of the feelings coming up, that kind of thing. And we want to really make sure that we're counting in the correct order. And so being consistent with when you're going back in time, counting 5 back to 1, and then when you're moving forward in time, 1 up to 5, or if you're using 1 to 3, 3 to 1, that's fine as well. But being consistent with when you're going back, counting the same direction consistently as you go back, and then counting the other direction as you move forward. Key number four, regress to an SSE, not an ISE. And so we don't want to particularly find the ISE first. We want to go ahead and start softer for a lot of different reasons that we've covered in the previous episodes, so check those out. And number five, we want to ask the fantastic five questions. What's happening? How old are you? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? And is the feeling familiar or new? So we want to consistently ask this at each SSE and the ISE. We don't need to get into a lot of detail. We just want to get that information and move on. Key number six, know how to confirm that you have the ISE. The client says new. Just before the ISE, the problem does not exist. The client easily accepts information during the informing child technique and makes sense given the known history of the client. So the ISE makes sense given what you know and what you've collected during the pre-hypnosis interview. Key number seven, become an expert at doing the informed child technique. Definitely get information about this. We covered this a little bit more in the keys. I'm sure you can find information on the different Yahoo groups about that. And Cal also has a whole entire Banyan online supervision CD package covering just that alone. So I would highly recommend checking that out. And then number eight, take the client through the ISE as it actually happened after doing the informed child technique. We're not changing history here. We're taking them through it exactly as it happened. And we're just having them live through it without all of the fear, without the sadness, unless those feelings were based in reality. And that brings us up to number nine, Cal.
Wow, that was fantastic.
Thank
you. I'm almost ready to take a nap just listening to all that stuff.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, you know, while you're listening to that, I got a news flash for everybody. I got to tell everybody about, and then we'll get on to number nine. And that is brand new. You hear it here first. The NGH has just started a new website, and it's called www.thehypnotists.com. Convention. We're going to put a link right down here. Let me tell you why this is special. It's because I was just talking to Elsom Eldridge. He's a person really behind the organizing and getting information out about the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention. The convention. If you're only going to go to one hypnosis convention this year, you got to go to the NGH convention because you can rub elbows, get to know the leaders. I mean, meet some of the biggest names ever in the profession. You can't do that online. You can't do that just by reading an article or listening to a seminar. Go to the live convention, and it's in August every year. And to get all the details, go to thehypnotistconvention.com. It's a community website like our hypnospace, except that it's just about getting to know the presenters and the experts. I mean, you got a question about what they're going to be covering in their workshops? Ask them. It's an outstanding idea. I've already started a group there, and on there it's going to be, talk about the workshops that I'm going to be doing, which I'm going to talk a little bit more about as we get a little bit closer. But you can go to, once again, thehypnotistconvention.com. Please join me there, as well as our hypnospace. Boy, I'm so glad I got that squeezed in because I really wanted to do that. Okay, so number nine. Take the client through the SSE. So you've gone, number eight was go through the ISE as it actually happened. And what is that? The initial sensitizing event. And you neutralize the cause of the problem. Then, here's a really important thing. As you went back, let me grab my little graphic here. I have my little graphic I can hold up for everybody. And so you went back in time. This is grown up, and in this example, it's age 40, and of course, we've got this graphic right below the video here, so you can have a nice, easy-to-read one. And it says, for example, the client's 40, and we go back through these different times, 20, 10, 5, and maybe like 3 years old for the ISE, and then you know what? Go just before the ISE, and we do the informing child, and run them through the ISE to make sure that the problem is gone. Now, you want to take them through each one of the SSEs and have them go through it, noticing that they change the way they think and they change the way they feel. For example, if this is a fear of spiders, we'd go back to 20, 10. Now, these you don't actually take them to 20 and 10. This is just an example, round numbers for the example. You see there's a feeling inside you don't like that has everything to do with why you came here today. It's like Alpha 5 back to 1. You go back to an earlier time, you felt that way. Boom. You find out if it's familiar or new. If it's familiar, you just keep going back until you identify the ISE. And then those SSCs that you uncovered on the way back, you'd visit each one to make sure that the change has stuck. And also, as you take them through each one of those SSEs, subsequent sensitizing events, what happens? You are actually reinforcing in the subconscious mind the change. So I'm going to look at my little outline here. It reinforces the change made reinforces the change, tests acceptance of the new information, and make sure the erroneous emotion has been removed. For example, sure, we got him to the ISC not being afraid, if it was, for example, a fear of spiders, but how about this time when they were 10 and when they were 20 and when they were 40? And that way, we're able to make sure that the change has stuck inside their mind. What would you like to add to that, Meredith?
Yeah, this is so important, Cal, because, you know, the SSEs are typically a very different kind of a scenario. And so, you know, it's the same emotion, but the situation is going to be very different most of the time. And so to make sure that they can kind of take that knowledge, take that new wisdom, and take those that new way of looking at it, the new perspective, into different situations, it makes a really big difference for the client overall. And what I like to do is what I learned from you, a little tip here. I like to, after each time there's been something really different, some new growth experience or new change, I like to ask them, you know, or I like to have them say, I've changed because now I know, and complete the sentence. And then, and that makes me feel, or, and I've changed because now I feel, and have them complete the sentence, solidifying, cementing in those changes and those new experiences and the new feeling that's replaced the old feeling.
Beautiful. That's right. So what you really get is a constant reinforcement at the subconscious level. And a lot of times I'll say humans are an awful lot like trees. And that is, if you ever saw a cross section of a tree, you'd see that it's made up of circles. And each layer of the tree represents a year in the life of the tree. Our subconscious mind is kind of like that, in that in these different layers of our subconscious mind are all the memories and experiences of that time in our life. And so as we go through reinforcing that, just as Meredith said, you make profound change, and you're going to do better than 99.9% of those age regression hypnotists out there, and certainly 99.44% better than people who are not using age regression alone. Well, Meredith, I'm looking at my watch, and I'm seeing that we are about 20 minutes into the program.
Wow, that was fast.
Yeah, so, why don't we just go ahead and have you wrap it up until next week.
Wonderful. So thank you all for tuning in. So excited to be finishing up the 10 plus 1 tips for age regression. Keep tuning in. We're going to answer more questions and cover more tips in the next episodes to come. Meredith Locker here, signing off.
And this is Cal Banyan. Remember to visit my websites, hypnosiscenter.com. All of my classes are there. Banyan Hypnosis Mall, lots and lots of my products are there. And, of course, this one, calbanyan.com, which is what? This is where the home site. We have over 100 videos and podcasts just like this that you can listen to at your convenience. And while you're there, become a VIP member so you can have instant access to all of them. All right, that's it. With that, Cal Banyan signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.